Support for KNKX comes from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, celebrating Northwest cuisine and retailers, bringing Washington foods and gifts to the SeaTac experience. Information about dining, shopping, and more at SeaTacShops.com.
Hey, Nats, not only are we on a roll today, I think we're going to be on two rolls, at least two rolls recipes, right?
Yeah. What do you got for me today, Stein?
I made the very best dinner rolls of my life. Easy to make, and they employ techniques from Eastern Europe and from Asia.
Plain rolls? Was there anything interesting other than, say, flour and water and yeast?
Yes. The ingredients are just completely standard. Flour, water, yeast, a little bit of sugar, a little bit of salt. What makes it an interesting method are these two techniques I mentioned from opposite points of the world. These rolls use a water roux. That's flour and water instead of fat, which you cook up to a thick consistency. That's a technique from Japan called a yukone, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. That roux is then added to the other ingredients and just mixed up in a food processor. And it's just the most insanely sticky dough. You let it rise about an hour, hour and a half, till double in the refrigerator. And it will double because it uses a lot of yeast. Take it out, shape them into little balls, very simple shaping, no folding or anything, just mold them into little balls, and then cover with plastic wrap and back in the fridge overnight. And then the next morning, here's where the Eastern Europe part comes in, you boil them like bagels.
Really,
top down for just about a minute and bake them. And they have the most wonderful fluffy and chewy interior. Both textures are there, and they have the perfect crackly, slightly chewy crust. These are great rolls and very easy to make. Top that, Leeson.
I think I might be able to, Stein, because a million years ago, you and I talked about these rolls that I got when I was at Cafe Juanita under its original ownership. Rosemary olive rolls. So I've been making them the same way for years, but here's what I changed up. I substituted a mix of coarsely chopped kalamatas and green olives with a high-quality tapenade, you know, the kind you could buy in the olive bar.
What, you don't make your own tapenade?
I could, but this is what makes it easier. In addition to kalamatas and green olives, there's also like little bits of roasted red pepper and capers in there. That's just not, it's nice. So I'm a little more judicious with the amount of rosemary that I use. The recipe calls for a quarter cup of chopped fresh rosemary. Mm. And although I don't usually do this, or I hadn't in the past, I used quick rise yeast.
You mean like instant yeast? That's all I ever use.
That's all you use?
You don't have to proof it, and you can put it straight in with the dry ingredients.
Anyway, I've taken to making the dough many hours earlier, allowing it to rise over the course of, say, half a day, and I punch it down as I need to. Originally, it called for a single rise until it's doubled. Instead of fashioning the dough into two dozen rolls, I made bigger rolls. I used to make them the size of a small tangerine. Now I make maybe 18 dough balls instead of 24. I know we keep saying this is the best, but I took them to my book club, and my friends were losing their mind, and one of them just looked at me and said, Nancy, these are the best rolls I've ever had.
Because she had not had these ones that I was telling you about.
Listen, I told them all that I would share this recipe with them, and I'd like to share it with our listeners. I'm thrilled to be able to offer both my recipe and your recipe.
Well, it's not my recipe. It's a Stella Parks recipe I found on the web. But let's get them both at knkx.org, Food for Thought post, and we'll just have a dinner roll smackdown, dudette.
Yeah, like that dumpling smackdown we've had?
Yeah, that I won, too.
No, you didn't.
With KNKX food bragger, Nancy.
On a roll.
See what I mean? Leeson.
He's Dick.
All modest and unassuming.
Time.
Tell me, mama, just how you want your ruling done.